Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, everybody. It is championship weekend. We wrap up the week here on Listen Up. We've got NFL galore with the Niners and the Eagles first, followed by the Bengals and the Chiefs. If you missed my podcast, you can check it out today. I preview both the AFC and the NFC. I'll give you my picks coming up here in a minute. The Kings and Timberwolves. Minnesota is playing tonight against Memphis, so the Kings get a break there. Two games in Minnesota before they continue on for the other five games of this road trip. And with the real Sacramento Kings, please take a step forward. Who are the real Sacramento Kings? I mean, they look so good at times, and then they look so bad at times. The Sacramento Kings, who are they? Well, right now they're third in the West at 27-20. All right, you know the routine. Hit your hand icon, raise your hand, and we will put you right up, and you can talk to me as we wrap up the week. All right, so who do I like in the games coming up on Sunday? Why don't we start with the nightcap first? I know Patrick Mahomes is practicing. I know Mahomes, when he walks, looks okay. Certainly does not look like somebody that had a high ankle sprain just a couple days ago. But in listening to Dr. Chow, the football doctor, kind of give his opinion on this, walking and playing football are two different things. Not that I needed the doctor to tell me that. I get you. He thinks that standing in the pocket is not going to be a problem for Patrick Mahomes. Rolling right, rolling left, moving right, moving left, all of that is going to be a problem for Mahomes. And I think it's pretty safe to say that as the game goes on, that ankle is going to be more susceptible to being less than 100%, 90%, 80%. I mean, I think we just got to be realistic about that. The Bengals have the Chiefs' number. They know they can beat the Chiefs. They've done it three times in a little more than a year, including last year in the AFC Championship game. Cincinnati was not fazed at all by going on the road in Buffalo and beating the Buffalo Bills and beating them pretty well. So why would I think that they're not going to be able to go into Kansas City again and beat the Chiefs? To me, Travis Kelce is the guy that the Bengals have to be concerned with the most, especially with Mahomes, what I think is going to be limited mobility. Meanwhile, the Bengals have shown that they can move the ball up and down the field. I think they'll do that again on Sunday. And I think the Bengals are going back to the Super Bowl. I really do. I think the Bengals are going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And if this game were in Cincinnati, wouldn't most people be picking the Bengals to win? And the fact that it's in Kansas City, yeah, you know, it does favor the Chiefs. It does. But I'm looking at the Bengals, who don't have any problem going into Kansas City and winning, don't have any problem going into Buffalo and winning. They're really good on the road. So for that reason, I'm going to take the Cincinnati Bengals to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, what about the 49ers? These are mirror images of one another, with perhaps the exception of the quarterback, and I'll get to that in a minute. Both teams can rush the passer. Both teams are physical. Okay? Both teams have stars on the defensive and offensive side of the ball. Okay? There are stars all over the football field here. That's why we got the number one and number two seed. Philadelphia at home, is that an advantage? Of course it is. I don't think the Eagles are getting enough respect. That's my opinion. I think the Eagles have proven all year that they were and are the best team in the NFC. That's why they're playing a game on Sunday, to see if they're still the best team in the NFC. But they have just a stud defense. They can get to the quarterback. I love Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts is, again, underappreciated. I love Jalen Hurts. I think the guy is just everything you want in a quarterback. He's quiet. He's a leader. He leads by example. He's professional. I mean, he's everything I would want in a quarterback. He's just a really good player. I look at San Francisco. Defense, excellent. Tremendous pass rush. Nick Bosa, Fred Warner. They have athletes all over the field. Offensively, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey. Now, what about McCaffrey's calf? Is that going to be an issue? And then you get to the quarterback. And Brock Purdy has done everything and more that could have been ever asked of him. At some point, he's going to have an off game. I mean, Joe Montana had off games. Why would I think Brock Purdy's not going to have one? And I think it's going to come on Sunday. I think the Philadelphia Eagles are going to win this game. I think it's going to be an incredibly close game. I think a stupid penalty may be the difference in this game. I think punting is going to be crucial in this game, because I think both defenses will get enough stops where the punting is going to be essential. Field position in this game is going to be huge. So I think punting is going to be a big part of this game. When you have two really good defenses, generally that happens. You better not have any stupid Dre Greenlaw 15-yard penalties. Can't have that in a game of this magnitude. Can't have it. So I think it's going to be the Eagles and the Bengals. And based on my picks this year, you ought to go right now with the Chiefs and the 49ers. All right, hit me up. I want to hear from you. Raise your hand, and we will put you right on. All right? Kings, as we said, start a 7-game trip. 2 games with Minnesota. The Timberwolves play in Memphis tonight, so the Kings get a break in that department. Again, I'm not really sure what to expect from the Kings on this trip. Although we went down the schedule at the very worst, 4-3, because you have 2 games against the Rockets. Those need to be automatic Ws. Spurs, bad team, needs to be a win. All right, so those are 3 wins right there that I think you absolutely have to get. Minnesota, 2 games, and then it's on to the rest of the road trip. All right, I want to hear from you. Hit your hand icon, raise your hand. What do you think for the games on Sunday? Who are you picking and why? What about the Kings? You think 4-3 is the worst that they'll do on this trip? This is a 5-2 trip. To me, I don't want to say easily, but I can see it happening. Sabonis with the turnovers has been an issue the last couple of games. That needs to get straightened out. And this team needs to stop playing to the level of their competition. All right, again, you know what I've said? I want to hear from you. Hit the hand icon. Starting a little bit later than normal today, but glad that you were with us right here on Listen Up. Halftime and post-game show of the Timberwolves, no problem. We'll be on. We'll be bringing you all of the coverage the best we can. Really hope you join us on the post-game show for the last game. Had a lot of fun with Amir and Chris, and then Jerry Reynolds joined us as well. All right, let's do it. I want to hear from you. Who wants to be my leadoff man today and get the ball rolling? Who's going to start us off? as Bob Shepard would say, now batting, Derek Jeter. All right. Let's get to Rich. Hello, Rich. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Grant. How are you? Happy Friday, man.
Same to you, Rich.
Well, first off, I want to talk about the Kings real quick, and I'm with you on the 5-2. I really feel like if we don't, for the road trip to be a success, we need to come home 5-2. And I think that especially after, you know, having a couple days off to kind of regroup, you know, after that bad loss at Toronto, I think the team should be in the right mental frame of mind to, you know, get on the road and go after it. So I really feel like, you know, we should have a good, you know, reason to go 5-2 on the road trip.
Yeah, you're starting off the road trip playing a team that's playing tonight against Memphis. So you're getting a break right there.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I saw that. So, yeah, so that should be a good start. So, I'm picking the Niners, on the conference championship game. And, I do like Hurts. I mean, he's a proven quarterback, but I just think the Niners are, you know, got a lot going for them right now. So, I'm picking the Niners for that game, and I'm picking Cincinnati for the other.
All right. It would be highly unlikely, correct me if I'm wrong, for both number one seeds to lose at home in the championship games, but you're going with both road teams.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Sounds good, Rich. I hope you have a great weekend.
Hey, you do the same, Grant. Take care.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Right, bye.
Do you agree with me that it would be unusual for both top seeds to lose at home in the championship? That's the part about picking San Francisco and Cincinnati. Will both home teams, both number one seeds, really lose at home? It doesn't happen very often. That's for sure. All right, good stuff from Rich. Good job to lead us off. I would take 4-3 on this road trip if I'm Sacramento. I would. You know, it's the road. It's a long trip. You know, the last time they went on a long trip, they went 3-3. They started off with a win at Cleveland, no Donovan Mitchell, although there was no De'Aaron Fox. Actually, they started off with a loss in Milwaukee, I beg your pardon. And then they went to Cleveland and won. Then they lost against the Knicks and the Sixers before they beat Toronto and Detroit. But those are much better teams than on this trip. I mean, Indiana without Tyrese Halliburton, really struggling. Houston's bad. San Antonio's bad. So you really got to split at the worst with Minnesota. And if you do, I mean, I easily could see this team winning 5 games. All right, let's get to some other phone calls right here with Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, Grant. Happy Friday, sir.
Same to you, Jerry.
Grant, let me ask you something. You think, are you concerned about Domantas Sabonis with all these turnovers and the last couple of games?
Yes, I am.
Do you think that maybe the last game they played against the Raptors, with the Raptors' length, you think that had anything to do with it?
I do. I also think that this is going to be something you're going to see the strategy used, particularly that you're talking about, you know, not necessarily even length, but the way they were guarding and doubling and everything on Sabonis. So the Kings are going to have to react to that. They're going to have to be aware of that because that's going to be Minnesota's game plan tomorrow. No question.
And Grant, you said earlier that you think that Sabonis will be an all-star from a reserve.
Guaranteed.
What do you think, Grant?
100%. He will 100% be on the all-star team. Not even 99. He will 100% be an all-star.
Do you think De'Aaron Fox needs to be in there too, Grant?
I think it's going to be 50-50 with him. I think it's a coin flip. I think it's going to be borderline just because of all the great guards in the West. I think it's going to be a flip. But right now, I'll tell you this. The All-Stars reserves are selected on February 2nd. Right now, if you said, Grant, you can't tell me 50-50, I would say yes, he's going to be an All-Star.
And Grant, how surprised are you? Because we talked last year and I told you that I felt that there were some kind of things happening in Sacramento that the Kings would be good. I didn't expect them to be this good, Grant, but 27-20. I mean, Vegas picked them having, I think, 32-plus wins, and I think you said 35. How many wins, Grant, do you see the Kings getting, Grant, this year?
If they don't have an injury to Fox or Sabonis, I think they're going to have 44.
Do you think that'll be the top five?
No, I don't. I think it will be sixth. But again, there's so many injuries right now in the conference where teams are losing. I mean, the West right now is not that good. I mean, once you get past Denver and Memphis, the West is really not that good. It's not like the East. And injuries have had a lot to do with that. I'm telling you, Jerry, and I don't want to be like, you know, Debbie Downer here, but if Fox or Sabonis get hurt for any period of time, the Kings are going to spiral in the standings.
And Grant, you think with Anthony Davis coming back, you think that's going to help the Lakers?
Yes. They were playing really well before Anthony Davis went down, and Anthony Davis was playing at an incredible level. But can I really count? Can you really count? Can we count on Anthony Davis staying healthy for more than a week or two? I mean, the answer to that question to me is no.
And Grant, sir, one more thing about the Niners and the Eagles. It's going to be, Grant, I think it's going to come down to who does not turn the ball over. I mean, Brock Purdy, we all know he's been playing well, Grant, but people say that he's due for a bad game. I mean, hopefully it's not this game. How do you see this game playing out, Grant?
Well, I just went over it a couple of minutes ago. I think it's going to be low scoring. I think that a penalty here or there, it could be the difference in the game. And I think punting is going to be a huge part of the game. I pick Philadelphia to win. I just think they're really good. I think they have a dynamic quarterback. I think that the Eagles defense is going to create some problems. And I think it's just going to be another slugfest. I think it's going to be similar to the game we just saw with Dallas, where Dallas lost because their quarterback made a couple of mistakes. But you can't have a 15-yard penalty like Dre Greenlaw had last week. You know, you just can't do that. You cannot make stupid penalties in the game of this magnitude with two close teams.
Grant, are the players punished, Grant, for doing these kind of penalties? I mean, does Kyle Shanahan talk to these guys privately?
Yeah, of course they talk to him. But, I mean, it happens every week in the NFL. It happens every single time you watch a game in the NFL. You see these stupid penalties, and it cannot happen in a championship game.
And, Grant, the one thing that I don't like, Grant, is when the defense or the offense, they do something special. Everybody goes to the end zone. They, they're taking
– I hate it.
I cannot stand that. And I don't understand why the coaches put up with that bullshit. Because, go out there, do your job. You guys made a play fantastic. The game's not over. First quarter, second quarter, stop it. Just go out
there. It cost the 49ers the Super Bowl. That's, in my opinion, that's why the 49ers lost the Super Bowl to the Chiefs, because they went into the end zone and did their stupid-ass celebration in the fourth quarter on a defensive turnover, which ended up not even being a touchdown because there was a penalty. And even if you talk to the Chiefs players, they said that just was an unbelievable factor at that point in the game, that that turned the entire game around in the fourth quarter.
So I think what you're saying is, it gave the Chiefs a little momentum, a little fuel.
Yep.
All right, you guys want to do this? Okay, all right, fine. Grant, one more thing, sir. Patrick Mahomes, how do you think he's going to play this week?
I think he's going to play good, but I don't think he's going to play great because of his ankle. I think he'll play good, but I don't think he'll be great.
And sir, did you think when I asked you a couple days ago that maybe that you might have Jerry Reynolds just do some stories about him?
I don't know, Jerry. I'm going to have to think about it and figure my schedule out and see, when it would be appropriate to do that. Real quickly, back to your game, your question. I think Mahomes will be much better in the first half than he will be in the second half.
All right, sir. Well, Grant, always appreciate your insight, bro. Have a good Friday. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the games this weekend. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jerry. Good hearing from you, buddy. Take care.
Hey, folks, let's face it. After a night with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to. I've got to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day. That is until I found ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night, drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. And hey, I'm not going to lie, I'll be honest with you. I was a little on the fence about ZBiotics initially, but then just recently, I was at my buddy's 60th birthday party. They had rented out a restaurant for the entire night, so I gave it a shot. Let me tell you something, it's the real deal. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, reunions. Hey, there's a lot going on. Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to ZBiotics.com/Grant to get 15% off your first order when you use Grant at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee. So, hey, if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, head to ZBiotics.com/Grant. Use the code GRANT at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, let's move along. Let's get to Brian. Brian, welcome to the program. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing well today, Grant. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. What's up?
Hey, so in terms of the games, a couple, as you would say, dandies for the weekend. I think, you know, I heard your last part on the Niners and the Eagles. I missed what your opinion was on the Bengals and the Chiefs. But in regards to the Niners, as you alluded to, I think it's pretty simple. These teams are close. I think a real big key to the game for the Niners is stay close early. Do not get behind more than a touchdown and just let the game yep. kind of settle in and go from there. I know, vice versa on the other side. I know they have an advantage of being home, but, you know, the Eagles, they haven't faced a defense like the Niners all year. And last week was a pretty easy game for them as far as a blowout. So the playoffs in a battle-tested game, I know the Niners and their experience, they've been through it. And I expect if the Niners are going to win, McCaffrey and Debo need to really, I think, have some stellar games. And, you know, I just remember Debo last year. You know, that I'm so happy he's healthy to get back to this game. His emotion he showed at the end of the game last year, just crying on the sideline. You know, you can't discount – but just that history. And, you know, if they can channel that in the right way, I agree going in that they're an underdog, but not by much. I would put it, you know, 55-45. And if they can hang around, you never know what can happen in a close game against a team that again, hasn't had a close playoff game and a lack of experience compared to the Niners. What are your thoughts?
Well, I don't agree with you about the experience. There are a lot of players on the Eagles that won a Super Bowl, so I don't necessarily agree with that. I think that the difference in this game will be minuscule. I don't think that there's not a big difference between these two teams. And,
absolutely.
You know, I'm going to tell you right now, you know, you're right about Philadelphia not facing a defense like San Francisco, but Philadelphia's defense, and again, I know Dallas's defense played very well last week. Wait till you watch this defense. The Philadelphia Eagles defense is really, really good. They're really good. They're really, really good. There's not that big of a defense between the Eagles defense and the 49ers defense. There just isn't. I think the Niners defense is better. I would take the Niners defense, but you just watch this defense on Sunday. The Eagles defense is pretty damn good.
Oh yeah, this very much nervous about this game. And if, you know, the betting line, I get it on the Eagles. They definitely have the advantage at home. And the one thing with Jalen Hurts, that my comment was more in regards to Jalen Hurts than some other members. I mean, Jalen Hurts has been fantastic, you know, MVP candidate this whole year, but he's new to this as well. And if we can get to him and rattle him, you know,
you're not going to rattle Jalen Hurts. Have you stop. Have you watched Jalen Hurts play football in his entire career, both in college and the NFL? You're not going to rattle Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts does not get rattled. Okay, his resume jumps out at you as somebody that does not get rattled. You're not going to rattle Jalen Hurts. That's not of everything that's going to happen in this game. You're not going to call me on Monday and go, Grant, boy, Jalen Hurts really got rattled. Jalen Hurts does not get rattled. That's not going to happen.
Right. You know, my only disagreement is everyone who's putting him at the same level as Burrow. You know, his coach calling him Michael Jordan. I mean, that's getting a little bit ahead of the curve. That's kind of what I mean.
Again, just watch the guy play, all right? Just Jalen Hurts is a big-time quarterback, and he's a big-time quarterback in big-time games. That's another reason why I'm picking Philadelphia. I'm personally picking Philadelphia. My deciding factor in picking Philly over San Francisco in the game Sunday was Jalen Hurts over Brock Purdy. That's why I picked Philadelphia. I'll see if I'm right. This guy is a special, special player.
Oh, yeah, I don't disagree with you in the quarterback analysis. You know, you're spot on there.
Is he Michael Jordan? I'm not ready to call him Mike. He's not Michael Jordan. I'm not ready to go there. But what I am saying is this guy lives for the moment. He loves being on the big stage. We've seen it before. And the one aspect of this game, if you call me on Monday, the one part of this game that I would be surprised with, if you call me up on Monday and go, Grant, boy, Jalen Hurts just wasn't very good, was he? Boy, Grant, Jalen Hurts made some bad mistakes, didn't he? That part will surprise me. I don't think you're going to see it.
Yeah. The Niners defense, they got to try to contain the guy in the pocket. The Niners defense does struggle against more running quarterbacks. So whatever scheme they're coming up with, I got to think they're going to try to keep him in that pocket. That's their best chance.
Have a good weekend. Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
All right. Let's move along. Let's get to Trent. Hey, Trent, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Doing good, Grant. Thanks for having me again. I've been really thinking, I mean, there's not much more that can be said about this NFC Championship game. I mean, you nailed it. The teams are mirror images of one another. The only thing I've been wondering about for the last couple weeks is that when they had that Seattle Seahawks game and Jimmy Ward gave the headshot to the quarterback of the Seahawks and they got penalized 15 yards, and I think
– Yep.
And then I think the defensive guys were going after Debo Samuel, trying to go for his legs or something to pay back against that. You know, that's got to be something. I mean, you're talking about, you know, the Niners making mistakes like that, and that's got to be top of the list. You know, Jimmy Ward, don't be doing headshots on the quarterback. Jeez.
Listen, 15-yard penalties are going to be humongous. Field position is going to be gigantic in this game. Field position is not going to be as important in the Kansas City-Cincinnati game because both those teams are going to be able to move the ball up and down the field. I don't see that scenario happening in the NFC Championship game. You cannot give 15-yard penalties. The field position is too important in this game.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, anyway, thanks. Have a great game, everybody, and thanks. Have a great game Saturday with the Timberwolves and Kings. Thanks, Grant.
Thank you, buddy. Take care. All right, let's move along. Let's get to John, welcome to the show today. How are you, buddy?
Man, I'm doing all right. How are you, Grant?
I'm good, John. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, Brian had a great call right before Trent, and Trent had a great call too. So you're doing great again, having all of us get.
Well, wait a minute. You just said great. You just said great. You just said great three times in 6 seconds. Maybe great's an overused word, but thank you.
Yeah, well. Perhaps it is. There was just an helicopter going overhead, so I wanted to save you hearing that through my voice. Man, this is going to be a fantastic weekend in football, in my opinion. I mean, I'm rooting for the Bengals to go all the way, and I think that they are going to – I think Joe Burrow is going to be able to handle handle it. Do what he didn't do last year. I really think so.
Yeah.
The Eagles in the 49ers game, that is going to be a bloodbath, Grant. I think, and I got on late, so I didn't hear a lot of the earlier takes. Tell me what you think a little bit, please, if you could.
Well, I picked Philadelphia to win in a very close game. I think these teams are extremely similar, and I'm picking Philadelphia because of Jalen Hurts.
Man, Jalen Hurts in college, I did hear that take. He's not to be denied as a – nothing's going to rattle him. Hey, Joe Burrow, nothing's going to rattle him either, and I love the way he comes off and says his whole career is going to be his window. And that is great. This is going to be – if it does end up coming down to Jalen Hurts and Joe Burrow in the Super Bowl, Grant, that might be super fun. Me being a college football fan, because I'm not rooting for the Eagles, not rooting for the Niners. And if it does come down to the Niners, if it's Brock Purdy, come on now. This is going to be so fun for all the Niners fans. And I ain't no Niners fan, but I got a million friends who are. It's going to be
It'll be one of the best, man. John, it will be one of the most amazing stories in the history of the National Football League to have Mr. Irrelevant come in the middle of the season and lead a team to the Super Bowl. It will go down as one of the best stories ever in the history of the league.
It will. I wholeheartedly agree, 100%. And having Christian McCaffrey just a little bit injured right now, I don't believe he really is so much injured. He only plays about 10 or 15 plays a game where he is the man. He's going to have 10 or 15 plays throughout this game too. So the Niners might have the advantage there if they're talking about a potential injury to him. I don't think he's that injured. He's going to be freaking good. If you remember his dad was equally good, lanky, tall and lanky, but man, he comes from a breed.
John, he hasn't been practicing. So, I mean, he obviously is injured. But I don't think, you know, and a calf, you got to be very careful with. Hey, John, it's the championship game. If people can, you know, tie their cleats, they're going to go out and play. All right. So let's just hope that he can play to the level that he is capable of playing. And, you know, they're going to need him.
They absolutely will. And that's how I look at all games. I want to beat the best to be the best. So I want to see the best on the field or the court or the pitch or whatever it happens to be. And, hey, I was watching some hockey earlier tonight. We got some good hockey games.
Yeah, I love watching hockey. All right, give me your two picks for the weekend then. You're picking the Niners?
I'm picking the Bengals, and I'm picking the Eagles. And I'm not even rooting on the Eagles-Niners game. I'm not even rooting for a team, man.
I got you, my man. Well, listen, you have a good weekend, all right?
Hey, Grant, thanks for having a late show. This is just like the old days when we went right till 7 o'clock, huh?
I know, man. I love it. But we're not going to 7 o'clock today, I can promise you that. You take care, all right?
Thanks, buddy.
Take care, my man. Oh, he's a beauty. All right, let's get to Connor. Hey, Connor, welcome to the show.
Hey, Grant, how's it going?
Okay, Connor, what's up?
Yeah, so I'm going to take the Niners and the Bengals. I think these are going to be two incredible games. I mean, there's not much that separate any of these teams from the pack. I mean, I think that with Patrick Mahomes' ankle, I think he's going to be fine with what I've seen. I mean, he's been walking around good. I know walking around isn't playing football, but, I mean, do you think – I had a question. Do you think that Mahomes with his ankle injury or Joe Burrow, who can you trust more in this game?
Oh, Joe Burrow, not even close to me. I think Mahomes' ankle is going to be a factor, and I think it's going to be a factor particularly, you know, in as the game wears on in the second half. I think in the first half, you know, the Chiefs will probably be able to, you know, look like the same team, but I think it's going to be an issue, and I think we got to be, you know, I think we're naive to think that his high ankle sprain is not going to be an issue in this game. I think it will be an issue.
Yeah, you know, I can't pick the Eagles, obviously, as a Giants fan, but, I mean, I don't really like the Niners either. But, I mean, I think it comes down to the two defenses. Obviously, both of them are elite, but I think the Niners just have the edge there. And then, I mean, Brock Purdy, we keep saying he's going to have a bad game. He's going to have a bad game at some point. It hasn't happened yet. So, and then, I mean, talking about Jalen Hurts not being rattled or anything, I mean, this is the biggest game he's going to be playing in his whole career. I mean, a college game or a bowl game. I mean, that's nothing compared to the NFC Championship.
I'm just telling you, everything about Jalen Hurts, his resume, everything that he's done, he is tailor-made for a game like this. It's his DNA. It's who he is. I would be shocked. I'm telling you, not surprised. I will be shocked if Jalen Hurts doesn't play very well in the game Sunday. Brock Purdy has proven everyone wrong so far. He has answered the bell. He has answered every test and passed it with flying colors. But this is a different animal for Brock Purdy coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, and then coming back to the Bengals-Chiefs game, I mean, we know that the two teams are so tight and stuff. So, I mean, I start to look at coaching. I mean, do you think that just because the Chiefs have Andy Reid and his track record, that might give them the edge over the Bengals?
Nope. The Bengals have proven that they can beat the Chiefs, and they've done it three times in a little more than a year. And Andy Reid was the coach. So, no, I don't think that Andy Reid is the difference in this game. I think the difference in this game really is the health of Patrick Mahomes. I think it's going to be – I just think the Bengals are better. I think the Bengals have a better football team, and I think they're going to win.
Yeah, I mean, looking at these four teams left, I mean, look at the running backs. I mean, you got Christian McCaffrey, Joe Mixon, Miles Sanders. I mean, it's a hell of a group. And, I mean, I wonder if, especially in the Niners-Eagles game, I mean – two great defenses with two great running backs. I mean, something's got to give.
Yep. And I think particularly Philadelphia is going to try to really sustain the running game more than San Francisco. You know, the other guy, you know, we don't talk about A.J. Brown enough, and we don't talk about the tight ends of Philadelphia enough. But I'm just telling you, You know, watch A.J. Brown. You know how good he is. You know, that's another aspect of this game. I expect him to have a good game. This is going to be a slugfest. I don't think it's going to be dissimilar from the Dallas-San Francisco game, where every single possession is so huge because it's probably going to be a one-score game. I don't see this. I don't think the Philly-San Francisco game is going to get lopsided. I think it's going to be a one-score game the whole game.
Yeah, I could see the Eagles-Niners being like a 17-14 game, but with the Bengals-Chiefs, I could see that being like a 31-27
yep.
high-scoring shootout.
Yep. I could too. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
All right, good stuff from Connor. Let's move along to Ryan right here on Listen Up. Hello, Ryan. How are you?
Hey, Grant. We're not going to 7 tonight? What the heck?
We're not going to 7. No, we're not. We're not
Come
going
on,
well.
It's a Friday.
You know, if I get another hour and a half of calls, I'll go to 7, but no.
Fair enough. Well, hey, just wanted to chime in on the football conversation. When it comes to the Chiefs and the Bengals, I don't really think this one's going to be close. The Bengals, for whatever reason, just seem like that team of destiny. They're completely laser focused. They're playing so efficient. Their defense is flying around. And Joe Burrow is just playing at an entirely different level. And he's good in big games. Remember what he did in the college playoff or the bowl championship game? Blew him out.
You know what? He's passed every test he's been in. So, yeah, he to me, he's Jalen Hurts. I mean, Jalen Hurts has done the same thing. I mean, Jalen Hurts, we already know Mahomes can, you know, of all the quarterbacks that are playing this weekend, the one quarterback we don't know about in the biggest of stages is the Niners quarterback.
Correct.
We know about Philadelphia. We know about Cincinnati. We know about Kansas City with those three quarterbacks. But Joe Burrow is unbelievable. I don't disagree with you.
He's excellent. So I think definitely since he's moving on, as for the Niners-Eagles game, Connor touched on something that has been big in my mind. And you guys said you don't think the running game is going to be as important to the 49ers. I think it's the complete opposite. Teams that have had success against the Eagles this year have ran it down their throat. And I think the Niners absolutely have to be able to establish that running game, because that's going to allow Purdy to get out of the pocket, and that's going to allow Kittle to break free a little bit more and open up play action.
Going to be a hell of a game, my friends. It's going to be a hell of a game.
Yeah, so looking forward to it. But ultimately, I think the Eagles come out on top. And I think since he's taken the Super Bowl, so that I'm going all the way there. I think that's what we have.
Sounds good, buddy. Appreciate it. Thanks very much. Bud.
Yep.
All right, let's get to some more phone calls. And we say hello to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the show today.
Hey, Grant, thank you very much for taking my call. Hey, you were on to something there a little while ago about A.J. Brown. I don't know if you remember 2 years ago when the 49ers played the Titans, A.J. Brown had a career game against the 49ers. He single-handedly took over the game, and the 49ers ended up losing that game. So
it's a good job on your part to bring that up. I mean, he's a big time star. He's physical. He's tough to bring down. He's the real deal.
Right, right. So he's an X factor. The other X factor is, and I'm surprised to be saying this, but Bosa hasn't got a sack in the playoffs yet. Did you know that?
Yeah, but you know what? If you watch the film on him, he has created sacks for his teammates, which is as important.
Right. So I think he's going to be, if he has to get one or two sacks, and that'll help out. But so Hurts, is it the throwing shoulder that he hurt? Is that?
Yeah, but it was five weeks ago, and he had zero issues against the Giants last week.
Oh yeah, I know. He's like sewing machine. Yeah, you're right. Well, I'm a homer. I'm going to have to take the 49ers, and I'm just so tossed up between the Chiefs and the Bengals. You know, my heart wants to take the Bengals, but gosh darn it, Mahomes, he's like a magician, and they're home. So I'm going to have to take the Chiefs.
Sounds good, buddy. I hope you have a good weekend.
All right, you too, Grant. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's move along. And let's get to Lefteris. Hello, Lefteris. Good to have you on the show today.
Hi, Grant. Thank you for taking my call. I want to talk about basketball first. But the Kings, yes, I heard you say that would be good if the Kings go 4-3. And I agree with you because, I mean, let's face it, they go 50% the whole until the end of the season. Then they're going to be in the playoffs. And that was the goal for this season. So I thought it was great to go 4-3. I heard some stupid comment this morning from the KSDK as I was driving. They were talking about 7-0. That's ridiculous. This guy, they don't know what they're talking about.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, this team to go 7-0, I mean, you know, if they can't beat Toronto at home and can't beat Philadelphia without Embiid and Harden, I'm not really sure how they're going to go 7-0. You know, at any point the rest of the season, I they're too inconsistent to go 7-0.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. As long as the football, the Niners in the beginning have problems. You can say that they fix them, and that's why so far they haven't lost a game. However, Philadelphia, the last three games they play. Do you think that will be any factor in there? Do you think they figured out what was wrong in the last game? Why do you think they lost two games?
You're talking about the Kings the last two games?
No. I'm talking about Philadelphia now. Now I'm in football.
Oh, Philadelphia. I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. I didn't hear you say Philadelphia. When you mean the last two games, be more specific. Because are you talking about
two out of three?
You know what? Jalen Hurts was hurt and wasn't playing. You know, he didn't play in the Dallas game. That was a high scoring game. They didn't have their quarterback on the field. Well, they had their quarterback on the field beating the Giants in week 17, and the Eagles were not that good in that game. But then, you know, Jalen Hurts, after an additional week off, was really, really good last week against the Giants. And so, you know, here's the other deal. Philadelphia had two starters on their offensive line that were out. They got Kelsey back at center. They got Lane Johnson back at right tackle. They're both Pro Bowlers. So that also factors into it as well. They're back, they're healthy, and they make a huge difference.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's not the same team that the last two games, yes.
No, and, no.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, I you know, I'm a Niners fan, but I have to take Philadelphia for this one and Cincinnati for the other one.
Sorry, I misunderstood you before, but I understand where you're going with that. This Philadelphia team is healthy right now, and when they're healthy, I think they're the best team in the NFC, and I think they're going to win. But, again, it wouldn't shock me if San Francisco wins. I just hope it's a really good game, and I think it will be.
Yeah, that's hopeful. Thank you, Grant.
Take care. Bye-bye now. Right. Enjoy your conversation. All right, let's get to Waggus. Hello, Waggus. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Grant. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy.
Good. So I always wanted to call in the Friday before big game, so I wanted to get your pick. Or have you not given it yet?
I gave my picks at the start of the show, and I know you weren't on at the beginning of the show, but I'm picking Philadelphia, and I'm picking Cincinnati.
Okay, and would you say it's going to be a close game between the Niners, or are you picking them to run away?
I think it's a one possession game the entire game. And I don't think there's going to be too much separation. I think punting is going to be crucial in this game because I think field position is going to be at such a premium. And I'm picking Philadelphia because of Jalen Hurts.
Because, you know, the Niners' defense have struggled with mobile quarterbacks in the past.
Yep. Yes, they have.
Yeah, that's the only thing that really worries me. All right, Grant, I just wanted to call in. So hopefully you're wrong, you know, but...
Well, Give me your pick in the AFC Championship game. Who do you like in that game? I know you like the Niners. Who's winning Cincy, Kansas City?
So, first of all, I don't like the Niners. Obviously, emotionally, I like the Niners. I think it's going to be close. And as far as the Kansas City versus the Bengals, I'm going to go with Mahomes this year. I just think that, you know, the way I saw him, you know, like, you know, come back in that game against Jacksonville, I think he just wants it more. Okay, I shouldn't say that because everybody wants him more, but I just feel like it's going to be his year. So, yeah. And if the Niners do win, and if it's Kansas City, I'm going to be really nervous.
Appreciate it, buddy. Enjoy the weekend. Good hearing from you.
Thanks.
All right. Well, it's going to be fun. Don't forget, halftime show tomorrow, post-game show. We're coming at you with all of that. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you very much for being here on Listen App. So long.